Hi Belinda, this is your first U.S. release in 15 years. Why'd you wait so long to put it out?
Because I really had no desire to do any more pop music in English anyway. My last album was in French, and it was a really interesting project for me. And as far as pop goes, I mean, I've had amazing success with that, worked with amazing writers, had amazing songs, and it would take something really, really good for me to want to do it. And actually, my son found the song. I thought it was great. And I mean, I recorded it because I loved it. And it just so happened that Universal was putting out a best of, and it just worked beautifully as far as timing goes.
I've just seen the video. So how long have the single, the CD, and the video been out?
Well, only for a week, and it's too early to tell, but the feedback has been amazing.
Is there a difference in the songs you choose and how you choose to produce them when you're doing a solo album as compared with working with a group?
Well, the Go-Go's is a totally different approach because it is a band that's been together for so long. And as far as my own stuff, approaching production just, you know, depends on the song, depends on the artist. It's all different.
Your Icon CD has many of your earlier hits. Heaven is a Place on Earth was number one in 1987, and so much has changed in the music business since then. How much of a challenge was it to put out Sun right now?
I don't really pay attention to what anybody else is really doing. I don't really think about what other people are doing or what kind of production they're using. I mean, I work, as far as production goes, I work with people who know what they're doing and are very current. But as far as my own, what I choose and what I want to do and what I want to sing, I kind of just pay attention to myself and go with what I love, which I think is the only way you can go.
And what was it about Sun that made you say, you know, this is the song I've got to do?
Because I like the song. I just remember the melody. I thought it was amazing. And I didn't know what kind of format we wanted to release it on. I had either so many different ways to go about it these days. So it just kind of worked itself out, like everything always has done in my career.
Will you be touring to support it, or is touring not important anymore?
I tour all the time in Europe. I work all the time all over the world. And I, as far as touring to support this, maybe, I don't know. If I do, I won't be till next year because I'm so busy with Go-Go's touring and with touring overseas on my own. I have a tour in South Africa and one in Japan and Australia, and I work all over the world. So I don't know. I mean, as far as the States goes, I've done a tour for 15 years, so I'm about due.
You tweeted recently that you're ready for 8 weeks of training to get ready for the Go-Go's tour. What goes into getting ready for a tour?
Dieting. Dieting and working out, because I've just, the past 4 months, so the first time I've taken off in 30 years, 4 months of not doing anything. So eating and having fun, and it was well worth it. And now I'm just getting back into shape so I can work again.
On June 13th, you'll be at Wolf Trap with the Go-Go's, and the band announced about a month ago that bassist Kathy Valentine won't be on the tour. What happened, and who'll be playing bass on this tour?
Well, I can't really get into the details, but for a band to part ways with a longtime member, there have to be very significant reasons. So that's as far as I'll say. But Abby Travis, who is an amazing, amazing bass player, she took Kathy's place on the last tour, and she will be filling in, for bass this upcoming tour. She's an amazing, amazing musician.
You guys tour almost every summer, and as long as you've been doing this, how much time do you need for rehearsal before you go out on tour?
Well, Gina rehearses, for her it's about 2 weeks. For me, most of those songs, for me, like riding a bike, to be perfectly honest.
It's certainly been a long road since you called yourself Dottie Danger in The Germs. You've been sober for 8 years and say you're more at peace with yourself now than ever. Do you still identify with being a punk?
I'm a punk rocker at heart. I always will be. I'll die a punk rocker, honestly. I may not look like one, but it's in my heart. That's for sure.
Belinda Carlisle, your new single's called Sun. Your new CD's called Icon. Available wherever music is sold. Thanks so much for joining us on WTOP.